Binaural squelch. Can your brain actually integrate the signals from your two ears to better pick a signal out of noise? Let me give you the classic example of this is a thing called a masking level difference. So suppose we're just using one ear now, and you got some noise, and I find the level of a tone that you can just barely not detect in that noise. Okay? So can you imagine, you listen to the radio on the way home when you're driving your car and you got to keep turning it up? That's because of road noise. You got to turn up the radio to be able to hear it. So suppose that was all going into one ear and you turn the radio down to where you can just barely not detect it. Okay? Just one ear. Okay? And then what you do is you take the noise alone, not the signal, and you put it in the other ear. And the signal will pop right out. Now, how is that? You've added noise. Why is it that adding noise will help your brain pull that signal out of the noise? Now, there are many ways to think about this. The engineering way is a thing called a differential amplifier. Mm-hmm. And a differential amplifier would subtract this signal from that signal if these were microphones. If we were a computer, if we were an amplifier, you just subtract these two. So, of course, you get the signal noise in one ear. There's nothing to subtract it from. You take that identical noise and put it in the other ear. If you could subtract them, then you can cancel the noise out to zero. I mean, that's what active noise cancellation does, right? In the airplanes, they just put the noise in backwards, cancels it all out. So our brain can do something like this. Quite remarkable that, you know, our brain that connects these two ears could do something like a subtraction operation. You know, because you're looking at the, I mean, these waves are coming in. You know, it's got to subtract them. The other way of looking at that is that by putting the noise in the other ear, you've told the brain what the noise is. As soon as you know what the noise is, then you know to listen for not noise. And that's how you can... That's how you can hear this effect. So that's the binaural squelch effect.